Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Organic Nation Listening Club with hosts Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry. Let's do this thing. Do this thing.
Organic Nation Club. Hey, babe, that is a great start to a wonderful morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to welcome everyone. Good morning, Mr. David Arnett Cherry. How are we?
Hey. You know, I was, you know, my father's birthday is coming up, and Don Cherry, great trumpet player. And then I looked at some quotes, and then Ornette Coleman,
cool.
I'm named after my godfather, he said, the human being receives the pleasure from music, not from the argument over what it is, because that was so profound to me, you know, this morning. The music, we receive the music. What's going on? What's this music? You gave me some great music today that we're going to play. But it's not the argument over it. It's just, if it's positive, it's great. Man, come on, man. I'll leave that alone. I'm going to leave that alone.
Well, I think that since it's a wonderful Saturday morning and we're going to hear some different kind of music, going to be all over the place this morning, we're actually going to start talking about what's going on and seeing what's actually happening in the news and get my take and your take in on what the world is coming through. Lord, we need a lot of prayer. And I'm Hummingbird, and of course we have our wonderful host, David Ornette Cherry. And we want to get into, well, David was gone. He had a forced vacation last week. So it was well needed. But it was another forced. We've been
That's
having
good.
These vacations,
That's
you know, whether we like it or
yeah,
not.
Yeah.
And so he had a
Life
rest
like
time,
that.
But it is. But I wanted to give a shout out to his play, and if anybody was in the Portland, Oregon area, hopefully they went to see it. It was, I want him to, you know, give us a little taste of it. For those that were not there, I was not. I was in Texas. I wish I could have been there. I would have been live with bells on. But I want him to give you guys the outcome of how great it. I heard it was awesome. I've seen some of the writings and stuff that you, some of the pictures that everybody's been put up. And then finally on Instagram, you put up one, which I thought was really good. It was a nice picture. Whoever took that picture really got a good picture of you. So tell them more about the play and what happened and who was
Play has always been like Organic Nation Listening Club, which that's what we're doing right now, the Organic Nation Listening Club. And the play was, and this was the third time we did it, and the first one was a garage set installation, which was nice. And then, but after every session, we bring the audience in to dance. So the first one was a juke joint. The second one was like Flashlight. This one was Native American. The last one that you're talking about was Jim Pepper. Jim Pepper was a great saxophone player from this area, but then I really kind of worked with my dad with him, but he's a Crow. K-A-W or something. But a lot of the cats here, they knew about him. And so it's a storytelling piece. It was exciting because then we did the powwow. And then we had some Native American people come in to take the audience and dance with us on the powwow, which was very exciting. And stuff like that. So I can't wait till the next one. I think the next one should be Michael McFly and
That would be great. That would be awesome. The next one is going to be about.
And then the next one
growing up
be
as a cherry,
about,
huh?
I mean, with all the hip hop cats that come. I'm thinking about
that. Would be cool.
But
that would be different.
But,
that would be.
Yeah.
That would really take you out your comfort zone. That would be awesome.
No,
to
my
see
comfort
you do that.
Zone is right too.
It's right there.
But wouldn't that be exciting now to go to the just move up to time to the hip hop cast or bad cats? Even you, Hummingbird, you're a hip hop mom. But then,
yeah, I'm a hip hop grandma too.
Together.
You know, that's what they call me. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But my grandma, she was hip hop too. So,
So that means your next one, your next one is gonna have to have something to do with hip hop. You just start pulling it all out of everything.
Yeah,
so the next play,
yeah,
you're gonna have to do. You want to see how
club, we're gonna do the play.
I want to see how you write that. That would be great. That would be great.
No, no, we're going to write it together.
Right, you know.
That is so funny.
Don't be ridiculous. But
oh, yeah.
I think
so,
what you do is awesome, how you are able to put things together in a play to take people back into their memories where we normally don't do anymore. You know, everything is so microwave now. We don't read anymore, not books. We have audio books that read to us. DVR that tapes everything. We don't ever have to miss everything. I can, you know, it is awesome to be able to sit in a play and look at a thing and reminisce or take you to places that you've never been before. And that's great that you're able to do that and incorporate music and be able to have the people in the music. And we don't have enough of that. And I'm glad that you're keeping that going. Good for you, David Arnett Cherry.
Well,
good for
it's
you.
It's interesting because you shared TV Jakes to me, and TV Jakes, I like him because he's a storytelling person. Tell you the truth, he's a preacher,
very animated,
but he tells some very good stories about the history of us and the history of him, and that's where we are. Because storytelling is where I'm at. You tell me some stories. I mean, it's so beautiful where we are
but
now.
But see,
let's
you
tell some
put it on a platform.
History. Yeah,
and
American
see, awesome.
History is built on that. It's built on storytelling. American history is not built on, Abraham Lincoln and like that. It really comes from the families. And people, and oh man, I can go into.
I'm telling
that.
You, I'm sure, and that's why I'm glad you're able to write it, put it in a play, and present it for us that are just able to get there and enjoy it, so that we can also keep it going. So maybe we can start with the next generation, and then the next generation. So. Kudos to you. I like it. And I hope the next one that you you'll be able to do with your family.
I'm going
to
let everybody know about Hummingbird. She has some stories to tell.
But the Hummingbird is, you know, Well, see, your stories, you know what is a vast difference. Your stories are so... artistic.
But you have some stories. You know.
Yeah.
You have some stories, man.
Right.
That is if you get Hummingbird's story, she has some stories to tell, and that's why she's on the line right now. So, listening to the Organic Nation Listening Club, but Hummingbird, she has some stories. Everybody got stories, but Hummingbird,
she has some stories. I have some
like
really
back
good
and forth
ones.
And back and forth.
Hummingbird.
We're going to come back with that. But then also she's a music lover. So let's listen to some music and then come back. And then
You're going to hit me hard
with something. Hummingbird comes with something. I know. On the next round. wow, Hummingbird.
That was a beautiful song.
That's a groove. I'm waiting to come up with that groove.
You just cut
baby.
That one.
That's a bad.
Oh,
I
my
cut
God.
It off because I want to hear you because you have a little time to talk.
Oh, my God.
But
I mean,
groove.
I was really
that
grooving.
That was a bad
Daddy.
Groove.
Yeah.
Bad.
It put me in a mind.
Yeah.
You know, when I heard it, I remember you writing something similar. So sometimes, you know, I pick things because I've heard it, something like it, and then I really wasn't going to listen to that. You know, it's on my thumbprint on my little radio that I've on Pandora that I've made for myself that I pull off and make the songs that I put together that I like, and it came up. It was one of the ones that I heard back in 2005. And I said, oh, my goodness, I love this song. It's just that's the best
it's beautiful.
Writing.
It was beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Isn't
it
beautiful
I think it's by Brenda.
You know?
I may not be pronouncing the name right, but I'm going to research them a lot more to find more of their music. I think it is just absolutely beautiful. And I said, see, now that's the kind of writing music I like. When I'm going out of town and I'm on the road, I like to listen to that kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I get sleepy, then you hear me get, then I get some rap in and stuff when I get sleepy.
they go
rock me in. I get some fans. I be pumping it.
I
ain't never
okay,
scared. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I love that.
Wow.
That's,
well, you
I'm,
know.
I'm not going to cuss, but I love that.
No, you don't.
Stuff.
No, you don't.
Shoot. Yes. I do.
I'm telling you. So
because
I have to, you know, depending on the mood.
You know, she's like knows all the rap. I mean, the
I
best
do
rap.
Not. Actually, I
mean,
don't.
Hummingbird.
You know what?
Talk to Hummingbird.
I give you the rap. I like, you know, I'm so one-sided. I do share other raps that I think is kind of is stupid. But, you know, Cardi B got another song with I forgot who she's with. That's bad. Because he was, but they riding that beat. Cardi B has changed my mind about her. At first, I was saying, she's from Little Atlanta, but that girl, I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her hustle. And she was on it on this song. I was like, hey, I was riding with her. I was rocking. I said, she got this old girl rocking. So I got to give her props. She is, she's done some things. When I'm talking about
that?
Rapping.
Who was, did you say?
Cardi B. Remember the girl I was, remember the
Carly
young lady
B.
I was telling
okay.
you about? Cardi B.
Yeah, Cardi B.
Because
so
I was telling you, I say I liked her personally because I liked her personality. You know, I liked who she was on the show. So I assumed because I liked who she was on the show and they didn't give her the props for the rap and stuff she was, that she was just going to be able to ride off of like all of the other reality stars, that's on reality stars, you really don't know about them. And you do hear, like, I think there was another, that's another young lady that came off of one of the Love and Hip Hop. And she actually can sing. She actually can sing. But I've seen I've seen some stars that they're stars, but they're only stars where they are. Cardi B just jumped over that fence because I thought that because she was on Love and Hip Hop, that, well, they're just doing this because she was on Love and Hip Hop. You know, we were all discussing it, and they just letting her, that girl can rap. I had to give it to her. I was the first song, I was like, okay, okay. Then the second one, she's on it. So I had to give her props. Throw it out there to Cardi B.
We're going to call her Cardi B, but
Carly,
okay.
Carly,
Hummingbird.
I want you to stop.
Hummingbird.
Yeah, okay.
Hummingbird.
Yeah. Yes.
What is on your mind that you want to set people on their put it out
remember
there?
Remember, I was talking to you.
It's important for you as yourself.
This was, I have to say this. Remember, I was telling you about this young lady here in Dallas that got shot, that was killed in a robbery, and she had six kids, and she was, you know, when I told you this was her second time being robbed there, and she had just not so long got back. Well, they found the killer, and he's only 15. And since they said it was an accident, answer my question, because I had a debate with someone last night about it, and we both understood what we were saying. But I said, okay, is it wrong for me to feel sorry for that 15-year-old? Oh, my God. And I tried to put myself in that. I suppose that was my sister. And I put my sister face on her. Would I want him to spend the rest of his life in jail, or would I want him to only be, would reprimand it, but reprimand him juvenile way? That's the debate I had in my own head. How would I fit this? And am I a child of God by wishing the worst on this kid? Because he didn't really shoot her. It was an accident when she tucked. But he was a dummy. Why would you come there with a loaded gun anyway? So it was a catch-22 thing with me. You know, I want to see. It would all rely to me, and this is what I told them last night. They said, yeah, sure, if that's how it really didn't happen. But this is how I believe or hope that I would handle it. And I hope I never have to get in that position to make that decision. But if it was a kid, I would want to see this kid's background. If this kid has constantly been in and out of trouble, and he just ain't nothing you can do with this young kid because he is just not trying to go the right way. People have been trying to help him. He's been in and out of trouble. Then that would make my decision on if I would want him to be tried as an adult or juvenile. But if this was a first offense and an idiot act from a child that don't understand the consequences behind the mistake that you have made, and I see nothing else on this kid, they would say, what was wrong with you? Why did you go do this? What was so bad in your house? Cool. You know, what was happening to you to make you want to go and do this? And this was your first offense. I think I'd want him tried as a juvenile.
Explain again. We have a little time what he did. Explain that.
He robbed the Dollar General store. And she gave him the money. He went in with a gun. She gave him the money, but when he was taking the money, the tilt hit his hand, it hit the gun, and the gun went off. And it shot her and hurt. I don't know where it hit her, but it hit her. It killed her. And he ran out, and he didn't even get the money because I believe he got so freaked out because he shot her. He dropped the money going out. They showed it on. It was on the recording out of the store. But it killed her. And she had six kids. The smallest baby is 7 months, I think. She was about to get married. And, oh, my God, I really, really, really feel bad about it's very bad, and it's just am I wrong? Listen, am I wrong to feel sorry for the young man? Is that wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I think that he made the wrong decision, and he did it, and the consequences, but, you know... But he doesn't, I don't know, rehab is something.
What do you
rehab.
Do? I mean, oh, you think about.
I don't know how you do that with the system of today. Yeah. How do you, with the system of today, they're going to put you away for the rest of your life. Of a
they're
going to
throw his life away.
That was stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just made the wrong decision. So, you know.
My thing is.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's my hard.
Thing
that's
is,
hard.
Yes. I would just want to know his background, a little of his background. Is this something he do all the time, and they've been trying to help this little boy, and he kept just hard, he had just bad, you know? Unfortunately, I believe that there are some bad kids. I'm not saying they are some bad kids. I mean, I don't care what you do to them, how you help them. You don't care what you do.
It's a
what
system
you say,
that makes
they
them
just,
that way, too, you know, so. You know.
Well, no, I think it's a lot less in system than it is
okay.
more no home training. Right. And you got to understand
well, that's
that
how I mean the system.
It starts at home. Oh, that.
Trickle
oh,
down.
That's what you're saying. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, trickle-down
so
effect.
Saying,
that,
I don't know about this kid, man. I'm my heart. And I told a friend, I say, would it be horrible if I said that?
Mm-hmm.
Hope if he's not a bad kid and it was his first mistake and all this stuff, that they don't find him because it was a mistake, and you could see it in the recording. You could see it. So,
mm-hmm.
what are, you know? And I hope he turned himself in. I don't know how they found him. But he's in jail now, and they were looking for his lookout person, too. They was looking for that because he was another little boy that was there.
Yeah.
That was wow. running, and they said that he was on the outside, so I guess he was going to yell or tell him when somebody was coming or something, you know. He was supposed to be the lookout.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't found him yet. Or that little boy haven't told on him yet. I said, oh, my God. You know, there's two young lives. Three. That woman and then the six kids and then the fiancé. And, you know, your heart goes out to that family. Your heart goes out to the mother of those young boys or that young boy. I'm going to have to go to my current news and see if they found the lookout or have he told on the lookout. I don't think, if I had been the one that was caught, I think if I was the one to pull the trigger, I don't think my lookout had, all he was doing was outside. I don't think they'd ever find him if they were relying on me. And I'm just saying, okay, y'all can call me wrong if you're saying it, but, I mean, ain't no need of me destroying two lives. I've already messed up mine because they're going to try to give him the same amount of time they give me. No, ain't no need of me destroying two lives. And then I didn't mean to do it in the first place. Surely he probably looking at me and said, man, did you shoot her? I bet you he said that. Are you kidding me? So it especially if it wasn't supposed to play out in that manner. I don't know. If it was me, he wouldn't be told on. Because it was just, this is a 15-year-old kid. 15, Jesus. Lord have mercy. Baby. Well, you know, I need to think about my grandbabies because I got some 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds, and they haven't done that. It's just, you want to know what happened. I want to know what happened. What made you go that way? What made you do that? With a loaded gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you start at the beginning. Why?
Yeah.
Why do you do that? And then now you in that situation, and it went bad, and you didn't want that to happen. But all of a sudden, now you in that. That's
Jesus.
It goes back to the beginning. Why do I'm going to do that? The system makes you crazy. I mean, that's a whole nother. I'm laughing only because that's I don't know. That's another conversation. Because why?
Okay.
Why? It's always like why, what, how, then. I mean, it's those things, man. But why are you going to do that, man? It doesn't make no sense. But you're desperate because of the system makes you go that way, and you don't expect it to go that way. It's crazy. It's really
crazy.
It's
just sad. It's sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. It's very
sad.
You know,
I my heart goes out to the family. I really, to everybody's family.
For both people, both
for
families.
For all the families that's involved. Because
this
is a tragedy
sad.
On both ends, and I hope that her fiancé gets on his knees and pray and really look into this and make recommendations what he thinks should and should not happen. I'm serious. Because this is I just would like to know I would like to know just a little bit more information. If this was a bad kid or just a kid doing a bad, stupid thing. And it makes
well,
a difference.
Well, it's usually
on how
the kid doing a bad, stupid thing. That's what it is.
Sometimes it's a bad kid.
Yeah, he's a bad kid, but he's still doing stupid things.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying, sometimes you have a bad kid, just a really bad kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that always and always into something, always doing something, always in trouble because he's always doing something. I've had some bad kids in my family. People say there are no bad kids. That's a lie. I know some that was family members. They were just bad. I don't care what their mother did for them, father did for them. I think probably did too much, made them worse, covered everything for them. And just always in and out of jail from the time that they could get up and walk and go by themselves to any place. And, you know, I don't care what kept getting them. I broke trying to keep them out of jail. Just, you know, till they died. These kids are, I'm telling you, bad all the way to jail. They were. Finally, he was going to try to get his life together, and he think he died in jail. But it's just what I'm saying is some of them, he was coddled, I think, too long. And it carried into where his adulthood when they couldn't do anything to him now. Now, you can deposit information in their life, but you can't tell them what they can and cannot do. But when they were 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, when you compensated for their bad actions or had excuses for their bad actions and they never was reprimanded for the things that they should have been reprimanded for, it rolled into their adulthood and why he was an adult. He said, okay, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to try to act right. But by that time, he was so inundated with everything else in his life. His background was so destroyed. The world wasn't going to let it go, you know. Once you start getting that kind of stuff on your background like that, you know, you can't walk into nothing with nobody, you know, everything. They run your background for almost everything now. You can't work. You can't do the people don't want to deal with no bad actor. So,
yes.
You know, one thing
so
leads,
what is
leads
your
to
last
another.
Statement? Because we have like about a minute. So what is your
I
last wanna
say,
statement?
I want to thank you guys. And again, we need to pray for those families that's involved.
Yes,
thank David
yes,
Arnett Cherry for
no, let's
opening
pray.
The door for us.
Heavenly Father, let's give thanks. Hopefully they would look for the Lord and God through Jesus Christ will pretty much work it out their way. You know, consequences is consequences, but we hope that these young people will find their way, you know. Amen.
Amen. Well, you guys have a wonderful
but what
Saturday.
You
I have an audition. So
you're going to audition.
I have an audition
something.
At 1 o'clock today, so I'm going to go ahead and make it today normally. I'm going to go on and wash my hair and do my thing. Well, good.
Okay.
Evening, Organic Nation Listening Club. Good morning, and I'll talk to you next week. I'm on that call.